We've just begun.
And you ain't gotta sell sex, girl. Let's sell herself like nothing else. Yeah, I'm a country boy, but that big city bottom fill me up with joy.
Oh. I like country music. I'm into it.
It's Papa King and Ying Yang all the way in insane. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Yeah, booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
That's the one. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I like Garth Brooks' older stuff, but that new stuff he's doing
has character.
He's got that booty.
Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Get it right, get it tight. Garth Brooks has got a booty. I don't want to say Garth Brooks and booty in the same sentence ever again.
I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me.
Gross. Nothing.
You good?
Yeah, I can't do that one.
What? What's your limit, Cam? What can't you do on this podcast that we've talked about?
Where is the line, Cam?
I'm trying to refrain from cursing, actually.
Oh. Are you?
I am.
Facebook already said they're not going to give us money, so I don't know.
What's that?
Facebook already said they're not going to give us money.
Oh, no. They're actually suing us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember in episode, I don't know,
Cam
two?
One. Cam cries, am I right?
When I said there's going to be a thing?
Yeah.
You know, sued for foul language?
Uh-huh.
And you were so like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
look, yeah, that was me then. Comes this is me now. Times
change. He was a different person then, Brandon.
I used to not listen to country. Now I do.
He was a different person.
You can't judge me.
Get it together and bring him back to me.
I guess I could. You can settle like an appeal if you're like, no, Facebook, you're wrong. We're not horrible people.
Guys, no, like you're effing wrong, Facebook.
We're gonna make three like vaguely clean episodes and be like, oh, they weren't as bad as we thought. And then we're going to episode one and be like, oh, no, we were right.
Right back into dirty.
They're getting tamer.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so here's my thought behind it. I had a couple of really nice people who commented in just a really nice way saying, I don't know what everyone's talking about. I don't mind cussing. I would never do it. I don't like cussing, but I just like listening to you guys.
Right.
And that kind of had a change of heart. I was like, well, these people are nice, and they don't like the fact that I curse, but they're still listening because they want to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would I just shove the F word deep into their ear canals every 12 seconds?
And that's why I have a clean channel.
No, you have a clean channel so you can make a bunch of money, Brandon. Don't you dare. Awesome. Don't you dare.
Well, you got to think, 33% of the world is offended at people cursing. I grew up in that. We had this thing called curse-free TV that you attach to your cable.
What?
It automatically changed any curse word that came up. So if it was like...
Frick?
Yeah.
Fudge.
But.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's a butthole.
Okay, but then having a normal conversation on TV, like, well, I love you, but, and it would change.
Yeah, sometimes it would change. But, like, we were offended. If at all any video had this basic curse word, I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Were you?
And that person was a sinner.
Were you genuinely offended too because of the way you were being raised?
Yes, I was. Wow. I remember kids in school, the first time I heard kids in school say the F word, I was like,
Jesus is listening.
Take my heart. Yeah, I was very offended.
Did it turn you off when you met me?
No, because by then I already went through my phase of cursing and figuring it out myself that they're just words.
You had a plethora of other habits he was able to get offended by.
Mm-hmm.
He was used to the cursing.
Well.
I overlooked the cursing quick.
If you know, does Mary Gloria just spit in your mouth for no reason? Kind of makes the cursing fall by the wayside a little bit.
I know we've only just met her, but has she ever put her breast milk in your coffee? Because she just keeps filming her doing that.
That's a whole other story.
It's true.
Is it really true? Shut up.
It's true.
It's true.
None of my stories are made up. I pull from facts.
Honestly.
A whole other story. Tell it to me now. We're not going to divulge from that.
My internet's not working. We can't possibly. Oh, I'm on the wrong one.
What?
Babe, go ahead.
Well.
Yeah, babe. Go ahead, please.
Well.
Cam would love to hear.
We did this thing when we worked at the cafe.
We, as if I can lactate.
First of all, because you didn't do it with just this. Okay, so it all started off with, I actually don't remember who started it. Either way, Brandon put crackers in my UGG boots.
Okay.
And that was.
It was a prank war.
Prank war up at the. Country
and you up the ante.
I wouldn't try to stutter country.
Country.
And Ad Revenue Gone.
At the Country Cafe, we had a prank war. And it was a little lit. So it started off with, I don't remember what I did, but I'm pretty sure I started it off.
You put crackers in his boots or something.
And then he put crackers in my UGG boots because I always changed shoes when I got into the cafe because you had to wear like snow appropriate shoes and then change into restaurant safe shoes once you got into the restaurant.
So he put crackers, in your boots and you upped the ante so goddamn hard.
Yeah. No.
She reached the ante.
Because after the crackers in the boots.
Started at ante.
After crackers in the boots, I think I put butter in his coffee. And
I
then,
remember that.
And
she's
and
like,
then,
this isn't frothy.
I put salt and like pepper and like gross like mustard in his coffee.
Like I could tell it was in there.
Yeah. And then. And then he put butter, like a whole thing of butter, in my coffee.
Sticking out.
And then.
Hilarious. Got
and
him.
Then. No. You guys think I'm wrong. He spit in my coffee. He took a video, made me watch the video while I was drinking the coffee.
That is true.
And then, because I was lactating at the time and I would pump at work, but I would keep my milk in the refrigerator, I went and grabbed my milk and put my breast milk in his coffee.
Right. I mean, it wasn't straight boob to cup.
Yeah.
It wasn't like fresh farm milk from farm to plate.
It had been sitting for like 30 minutes. And so I put it in his coffee and then I told him about it and then I showed him my breast milk.
Well, my whole thing was, she had tea. She drinks tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate a peppermint, spit in her cup, filmed it. If you don't.
Yeah.
And then showed it to her and she's like, I thought it was just green tea. I don't know where the peppermint's coming from. Boom. I spit in your tea.
You're so dumb.
And
a boo-boo.
And then the thing is, guys, breast milk basically tastes like almond coffee creamer.
No, I'll tell you this. You know how drug addicts try to reach that first high? That's why I'm addicted. I'm just trying to get that first cup of coffee with breast milk in it.
Trying to get that breast milk.
I just can't get that
high. Nothing will ever live up to my breast milk. I hope you know that.
Hand shaking.
Yeah. So
coconut cream just doesn't do it.
There you guys have it.
Cup of coffee. Where's the breast milk?
That's not it.
Where's the flavor?
I'm always perpetually unhappy.
There you guys have it. Brandon drank my breast milk.
Okay, true story. Wait, that makes actually so much sense because last time you made coffee, you put like this much milk in it. It was almond friggin' creamer.
Yeah.
Just really trying to make that core taste.
I was like, whatever, just anything that was milked, put it in my cup.
And he drank the whole thing. And I asked him, I was like, was it good? And he was like, yeah, it was sweeter than usual. And I was like, ew.
I know it was your breast milk. It was delicious.
I saw you.
Do you have any more of that?
I saw you do it.
I watched you.
I have the video of you doing it.
That's what I was just about to say.
You're going to have to be quicker on the jokes game.
Well.
And then it cuts back to you. You're just like, finally. I've been waiting for it to up the ante. Oh, God. How goes the feed?
Oh, it goes. It goes.
And it goes.
I'm actually terrified of your feed and your feed now, since yesterday, the day before that, we actually found... There!
Oh!
Why?
Oh, God!
Why?
Son!
Literally, spider something.
Already!
Oh,
curly eyelashes and spitters.
Yeah.
Spit in my mouth.
Day 4, no smoking, no soda, and she's lost 4 pounds. Sylvia Williams, congrats! Day 4, no smoking.
Spitters or quitters.
You quit smoking and soda?
Son.
Cold turkey?
Cam, fuck have you been doing?
Bro, I'm about to chop some of something off. If I quit soda, well, I actually quit soda a while ago, but honestly, soda and smoking simultaneously, smoking's bad enough.
Is it good together?
Smoking and soda?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like smoking and coffee.
Yeah.
It's like smoking anything. I like to smoke.
It's a whole thing.
I'm addicted to smoking. Can't stop, won't stop. Don't plan to stop. It was hard for me to quit doing
meth.
I'm not going to mention breast milk.
Thank God.
It was hard enough for me to quit
breast milk.
Going to hookah, and that's not addictive stuff. There's nothing addictive in there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, there is.
Is that why?
It's tobacco,
it's
bro.
It's tobacco.
It's like heavy tobacco.
Then I quit smoking.
Yeah. Tobacco is basically coffee. It's as addictive as coffee.
Oh,
and you
that's why I've been drinking a lot more coffee.
Yeah.
You're on your 19th cup of breast milk today.
Yeah.
There's no coffee in there, Brandon. It's just breast milk.
It's just breast milk.
Surprise.
And then hookah vaping. Just like smoke.
A jewel.
Yeah, spin a joint.
A jewel.
Oh, having a great time.
That's nice.
When will I get verified on
Facebook?
Oh, speaking of that, that reminds me, Cam.
Yeah.
Did you watch my live this morning?
No, I did not. I was sleeping.
Perfect.
So was I.
I wanted to tell this story, or tell you about it. I told Glory already.
Please.
After it happened. But I wanted to tell you on the podcast so everybody could know. But I mentioned it on the live this morning.
Okay.
I went for a walk.
This morning?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday. Before we did the podcast, I was going to tell you about it. Went for a walk. I was on my way back. This Dodge Charger pulled up next to me. Tinted windows. Just stops, roll the window down as I'm walking, headphones in. And it's this lady. And she looks at me and she's like, I'm a huge fan. So my heart, you know, felt better. I knew I wasn't at that moment going to die. So she's like, I'm a huge fan. We start talking. And eventually I ask her, what do you do? Like, what do you, because she was telling me about her boyfriend who owns a clothing line, which I tried to cop some free merch.
That would have been sick. We could have blasted it on the podcast.
That's what I told her. And I told her I would do this. I'd blast her here on the podcast.
She goes, nice try, sweaty. Absolutely not.
I was like, is it my style? And I'm in like a Bob Ross t-shirt.
With
front of knee sweats, pit stains on the front. And she's like, it's for everyone. And I was like, that's a heavy no.
Hard pass.
I'm assuming it's great. I'll give you one guess. You only get one. What she does for a living. And she said this was okay to talk about. I asked her.
Stripper.
That's exactly what my mind went.
What she said.
For sure.
It's something super PG, isn't it? We're just gross.
It's not. It's something worse than stripper, I'd say.
Prostitute. Escort.
Escort.
No, not escort. Dominatrix.
Oh, that's not worse than stripper.
That is a great lip shade, by the way.
Service.
The strippers do.
I think we just found Cameron's kink on it.
Damn.
Like, what?
It's a
very motherly maternal figure.
I wouldn't say it's worse, but she's. I'm assuming dominatrix.
I don't think any of them are bad.
No, I don't think. I don't think dominatrix.
Dominatrix do not get naked.
No.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
I've watched one episode of that Netflix. I told her about it. The Netflix bonding show.
We watched.
About dominatrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was super cool, and I told her I'd shout her out on here.
That's all. What's her name?
Tylanda Spells.
Rock on.
So if you're looking to get your nut stepped on.
Or peed on, or spanked.
Yeah. She does it all, really, I believe.
I told her, I was like...
I'm like, that's my wife!
Hey, she said that I inspired her, and she got the snack crate boxes, and she's been filming. And I was like, you should honestly get up in like your dominatrix outfit, your latex.
Oh, yeah.
Eat the food, film it, post it to Pornhub.
Oh my God, you're so right.
And she's like, I'm going to do that.
Absolutely dig it.
She should absolutely do it. You're full of these ideas, dude.
That's what I was. That's why we talked for so long, because she's like, I want to do it. And I was like, my mind's racing about business. Yeah.
Was she just pulled on the side of the road?
Yeah, just on the curb.
That's funny. Did she work against the back of your head, or did she come your way?
She passed me, turned around.
Wow.
Oh, rock on.
She lived in the apartments that I live in now. She's like, I'm just picking up.
Oh, that's so cool.
Something. And she's like, she moved, but she was like, yeah, I've lived here. It's so weird I run into you right here.
That's
She's very astute, because there's a lot of people who are in public where either flat out won't recognize us or don't know where they know you from. You see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
They'll look at us, and they'll look back and forth between me and Brandon, and they'll go, and like you see their eyes like struggle to find, where do I know these people from?
Yeah.
She's driving by and sees your face in the back of your head and goes, Brandon fires.
That happened to me at the Morphe store today and Taco Bell.
What the hell is the Morphe store?
It's a makeup store. It's called Morphe.
At
the Arden Fair Mall, everybody. I got recognized at the Morphe store, but I also got recognized at Taco Bell, and I was like, honestly, this is my brand. So, all good things.
Yeah, I got recognized at the KFC the other day. By everyone in there.
I got recognized at the Dominatrix fucking cave.
Cave.
That's where they work. Caves.
That's where they work.
She was super nice, though. Still trying to get that merch.
I find that they usually... Yeah, you hear that? You're dropping subtle hints.
You know what would be nice right now?
What?
Some merch. Some nice luxury merch.
I love how you're wearing a shirt meant for autumn and it fits.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I didn't have any clean shirts here, guys. And then when I called my boyfriend, he was already on his way here.
That's so autumn's shirt?
This is autumn's shirt and it fits.
Yeah. That's where we are in life. That means I can fit autumn shirts.
Send help.
Send help.
Wait, could you guys share shirts?
Can I?
Yeah, we have.
Can I share a really cute story about Autumn?
God, I wish
my,
you would.
My daughter, who's incredible and amazing. So we were waiting in line for the Jeffree Star cosmetics release because the bitch dropped glosses and they're bomb. But we waited in line. We were the first ones in line. And some lady and her husband were right next to us. And then Autumn had Brandon's Mewtwo with her. So she was carrying around her little Mewtwo. And the lady started talking to me. And then she was like, oh, does your daughter love Pokemon? Because I got an 8-year-old that's obsessed. And I was like, oh, that's her world. And so she started talking to Autumn. And she goes, oh, who are your favorite Pokemon? And she goes, Mewtwo and Pikachu. And then the lady goes, oh, that's kind of weird because they're not friends. They don't like each other. And Autumn goes, did you see the movie?
Oh, whoa.
And that's my daughter, everybody.
Dude, dope.
That is my 5-year-old daughter.
You got schooled by a 5-year-old.
Son, not afraid at all.
You should be embarrassed. Whoever you are, you should be embarrassed.
Did you see the movie?
Sorry, man. Did you see the movie? Do your research.
Yep.
That's so funny. Yeah. What a bold claim from that random person, too. Probably knows nothing about Pokemon and goes, really? Because they're not friends to a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Really? Because they're not friends.
Yeah, because they're not friends.
Yeah, 5-year-old be like, what? But it's in the movie. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. What did you just say, dog?
I don't know what you were expecting, but my kid.
Yeah.
Because I have facts that go against everything you say.
Autumn's done that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Autumn is, may I say, 100% that bitch.
Oh, she is that bitch.
100%.
1,000%. And I want her to just know that, own that, and just live her life in that light.
She knows it and owns it currently. You see it in her eyes. Like, she's a born killer.
Oh, yeah. She's a straight sap.
She's going to slay. You never have to worry about her with men.
Oh, hell no.
She'll crush these poor boys.
Oh, no. I got asked about bullying on the live once. And I was, and they were like, what are you going to do if she ever starts getting bullied? And I was like, be afraid for the other children.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I've seen her tackle kids over touching her toys. If, just touching them.
If you get called in the office, it's not because she was bullied.
No. I've already gotten the call of, your daughter said the F word, and I'm like, my kid?
You told her to use her words. I don't know what you want from her.
You
what
mean my kid. Want? So, yeah.
Do you know, you can check and see who, like, the highest subscriber count has subscribed to you. Who's Brennan Taylor?
Click on him. Let's find out.
He is
2.7 million subscribers? And he's subscribed to, he's subscribed to you.
He's subscribed to Yeet?
That's kind of fun. Where'd you find that?
It was just on there. I don't know.
He, like, knows all the ins and outs of these little studios. Message.
Brennan Y featuring Dax.
Shepard?
Oh, is he DJ?
Wow.
Shepard?
That's pretty crazy.
Hi, Brennan.
Oh, wait.
Hi, Brennan.
Oh, I know this kid. He was on Vine.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Cam.
He looks very familiar.
You said you were...
He got really pretty eyes. That's all I remember about him. My snack drawer. Don't Brennan. Out me to the world.
We love you, Brennan. Appreciate that. I'll subscribe back.
Yeah, I want some of
those. I just opened Cam's drawer to put my phone in. As he so has cheese whales.
I'm just such a big dude. It takes a lot to run this slab of man meat.
Treat your body like a temple, fam. Treat your body like a temple.
No, I treat mine like a dumpster fire. I treat mine like a temple. Like one of those temples that was ransacked by the Romans.
Temples turned into skateboard parks. Did any of you guys ever skateboard? And like, we're trying to be in that life?
No.
No?
I thought he was going to go much longer, so I waited. Oh. Just so I could say no.
Oh. I tried.
That's going to be my next video.
Really? Trying to skateboard?
I want to try to do a kickflip.
That's good.
Don't break your arm.
Please don't.
No, you should break your arm skateboarding. Real easy. You know how I know? I don't ever skateboard in my life, but I bet it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I've broken my arm before.
Ew, which one? Where? I'm sorry.
Ew.
I'm so sorry.
Blech.
Can you change your response?
Blech.
I'm so sorry. There. You must have handled it like a man. Which arm?
Yeah, I cried. Left.
Like where?
In the middle. Just S-shaped
it. Ew. How?
Ew. I reiterate, ew.
So, okay.
Can you bring the ew back, Cam?
Oh, it's a hard ew. Can I get a ew in the chat?
Can I get an ew?
Yuck. Yeah. I just puke all over the microphone. That was funny.
I'd rather puke a living spider than hear your broken arm story.
I've never broken anything. That was me. That was me knocking hard on wood.
Are you going to say something, Cam?
No, I'm just thinking about your arm, dude.
Stop.
Ew.
I'm just, it worries me because, like, I've never broken a bone either.
Just open the door. But I have broken something. I don't know.
Just use a doorbell.
When does the go around?
We're in the back.
So yeah, Brandon Taylor Falls, man, that's pretty tight. That's
he
pretty
has
cool. That is really cool.
Broken bones, gone viral, drunk breast milk. What can he do?
What hasn't he done?
I bet he can't get Brandon Taylor to subscribe. Oh, wait a minute. What?
Wait.
But
this month. Thank you, Brandon. I'm gonna watch his stuff. Not right now.
Let's go to the Dudaverse. See if we can check out who's the biggest subscriber. It's probably you.
It's me.
Oh, guys, hold on. Hold on. I think I have a message.
You know,
that
on
I
Facebook,
to relay to both of you guys.
I'm getting messages on the Dudaverse podcast page. I have not looked at them.
I have not either. I've noticed that we're getting those. I haven't seen any of them yet. We should look at those.
We should. I am, and then Gloria is the next.
What's that?
And then Carrie Duff.
I'm not even the third. Okay.
Are you subscribed to us? You aren't.
That would be.
I am. I have to be.
You are not.
Ken, you should be embarrassed.
I just have very few subscribers. I'm not?
No, you don't.
You're joking. I have very few subscribers.
You have more than 8.
So 9.
Thanks, man. You always know what to say to make me feel better.
You guys have a message that I'm supposed to relay to both of you.
Well, relay it.
Carrie Alley's Minor says, I love this podcast so much. Y'all are so real and so genuine. Cam, you are hilarious. Yeah. Maria, you are beautiful. That's me. Brandon, you are seriously the sweetest. It's sad that people can make y'all feel the way you do. Hopefully, you keep this up and keep putting smiles on the faces of those who love you guys together and separately. Maria, Gloria, if you could please let the boys know.
Aww.
Nah.
Who was that?
Carrie Alley's Minor.
Hi, Carrie Alley's Minor. Thank you so much.
Minor. Hi. Thank you.
We will continue to find our voice and feel good about ourselves and be funny together and co-mingle.
And one day I will get this coffee right.
Yep.
Stop. Dude, no.
Not anytime soon.
I hate this.
That's just not correct.
Would you guys ever think about having another kid?
Well, all the time.
We think about having a first.
Well, I mean, but come on, Autumn's yours. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't birth her, though.
You won't birth the next one either, Randy.
Well, then I won out.
What? No.
I was unaware that I was not going to get to participate.
In the birthing?
In the birthing.
Trust me, if I could hand you the birthing part of it, I would.
I just want the after effects of lactation for my coffee.
Whoa.
You technically will still get it.
Correct. So back to your original question.
I don't want it anymore. I'm done, dude.
I retract mine.
Do we ever think of having more kids for me? Yeah. But not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Absolutely.
No.
They are a lot of work.
We were just talking about how, like, she's at that cool age where she's, like, independent. Like, we're getting her out of the car seat. Like, she's just her own person. And I am living for this phase.
You know what?
She's trying to get people thrown in jail. It's a whole thing.
I want to... That is a definite story.
Well, don't. I'm on the edge of my seat. Are you shitting me? Everyone stop dropping the craziest story idea and be like, well, we'll talk about that another time.
We'll just gloss over that. Okay.
And that's why I killed Hitler, but honestly, that's another
who wants to do the quick reset of the camera, and then the other two people sitting will do a random ad.
Okay.
Want it. Oh.
Wait.
Yeah.
Do I get the ad?
I figure we. Who do we shout out for an ad?
The dominatrix lady.
Dominatrix lady. Thailanda spells. Babe, have you ever wanted to, be suffocated?
Or be tied
by latex?
Up? You know what, babe? Now that you bring it up, I have thought about it.
Have you thought about it to the extent of, I don't know, cashing your hard-earned monies for it?
I am now.
If you had the horses in the back...
If you were getting it right and getting it tight,
would you recommend doming to a friend or say your grandmother?
No, for sure.
Mama Chepa, Mama. That was a whip snap.
Brought to you by
us or the person?
The person.
Oh, Thailanda.
Thailanda.
Thailanda spells. I don't know her dom name. Should we make one up?
Oh, absolutely.
I think we should.
She'll make you come and she'll make you go.
Is that her Dom name?
And welcome back.
Yeah. No, but I don't know. That's all I had at the moment.
No, I loved that. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
She'll make you come, and then you get you get out.
And then you can leave.
You can get out. That's
fucking
that Dom side of it.
Fucking
she's sweet.
Go.
Yeah. For she's sweet, then she's a dominatrix.
I like that.
It's catchy, right?
Nothing rhymes. It just, it's still perfect.
Yep.
Tylenda, I'll step on your balls for money. No, I'm not Tylenda. I'm not talking at you. Please don't kick my ass. I'm talking like as,
about that merch.
The weather, huh? And the merchandise.
Cam, I noticed today that you have merchandise.
I do have merchandise available on Redbubble. Search Cameron Maskey. Cameron Maskey. I'll also step on your balls for money.
For money?
I'm going to make that shirt now.
Whatever you're willing to pay.
Honestly, just throw some cash. Throw some petty cash at me. I'll take couch change. I just like stepping on balls.
It's more for me than it is for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll pay you to come and step on your balls. Oh, jeez. Oh, cheesy Pete.
Who does your stuff for your merch?
Redbubble.
No, like they make your designs?
Oh, no, that's Daniel Kesnick.
We should have him on the podcast.
Yeah, what? You keep saying that. I'm going to invite him right now. What's today, Saturday? Let's have him on Tuesday.
Sure. My mother and sister will be here as well.
Oh, they'll love Daniel. Eat him up.
How many mics do I need to buy?
So Stephanie Shoemate, we all know Stephanie Shoemate.
Yeah.
She just texted me, and she goes, bitch, because that's how we talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Let me fucking tell you what just happened.
Oh, there's tea.
I was in Walmart and I was looking at shorts or something and I knew I heard your voice. Look over and some girl has her phone in her cart watching your Jeffree Star lip gloss review.
Whoa, bitch. Yeah.
Wow.
Super awesome.
That's so dope.
That's pretty damn dope. Thank you, Stephanie, for that. Also, thank you for existing, bitch.
So cool.
That's pretty titties.
I hope one day I'm just popular enough where I can see someone walk around with my shirt on, like the Sick Freaks shirt.
We That'd still cool. haven't seen anybody walking around with his merch.
Really?
Which baffles me. Baffles me.
That is crazy. Because do you sell a lot of merch?
Yes.
Like a shit, like a frick ton?
Like an S ton, fam. Like an S ton of merch.
Facebook's just laughing at you right now.
I try so hard, dude.
I like this new realm you're headed, though, Cam. Respect.
New what?
Realm?
Realm. New realm headed towards where I'm, like, not cursing.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Not cursing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it took a couple very sweet messages from some very nice people before I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not doing it for those, I'm not doing it for those dickheads. The ones who are like, oh, I don't like cursing, and so you're vulgar. You can go die, actually. I'm doing it for people who don't like cursing, don't like to hear it, but they're still listening.
Yeah.
You know why I stopped? I still do.
Money? Like,
one, money. Two, I've gone through phases where I'm like, I will curse, and then I'll stop, and I won't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will, and then I won't. And I just keep going on it. And the reason I like to not curse, especially if you're doing comedy, is because my default was just the F word. And it's so easy just to default your every response to F word. Mm-hmm. Or just a curse word because it has impact. But it kind of forces you to come up with different responses.
Yeah, right. Like fudge or frick.
No, not even.
Or dump truck. No, yeah. Like different responses. Like, I see what you're saying. Curse words are a crutch a lot of the time.
It's a crutch.
So instead of saying F you can come with new creative ways to, is that?
It's never Angel. Mind.
Angel, that's cool. You come up with new creative ways
to
attack someone.
It forces you.
Yeah, I'll box your ears, dude.
Yeah.
Why? That's it. That's what upsets you. Okay, Brandon just came across a picture on his computer. What's it called, your fear?
Trypophobia.
Trypophobia. It's a fear of like little holes, like little concentric holes, but it mostly has to do with like in the skin. There's these pictures online you can find. Just scroll back up.
Oh, okay. Just tell me when you're done.
You got it.
Oh, God.
I want to show
you. Oh, what is that?
It's horrible.
I know what this is. I still can't look at it, but you want to know what it is?
What is it?
What is it?
It's a photoshopped grapefruit, dried grapefruit. Or no, pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
Photoshopped onto the end of a finger.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, it's not real.
Mm.
This one, that one looks sucky.
Mm.
So I think,
Oh, God.
I think the fear is very real. Like, it looks disgusting. It looks like skin has a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah.
And I think I've had bad dreams like this.
Yeah.
I think we all have.
No.
Where you've never had a dream like that, really?
Nope.
I've had multiple dreams like that. Where, like, your skin is made up of just a... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here's a car. Enjoy that. It's better.
There's holes in it.
I've had those dreams where, like, I look down my hand, and it looks like my hand is made up of millions of concentric little holes, like, burrowing down to my bone.
I hate that.
Where it's like meat has been pulled out in a perfect cylinder out of the skin. I've had those dreams where I was like, oh, God, what's digging in here? Brandon inspired. Oh,
the
cute.
Larva.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Stop, like a champ? No way.
Oh, she no did so way good. She just took it. Oh, they are hot. Them. They are hot.
Oh, they're hot larva?
Yeah, I forgot to tell her.
That's heinous.
They are Mexican spice.
That's kind of mean then. No,
thank not you little duder, for doing it.
Yeah, right?
Better than
do me. The duder.
Do the duder.
Your hair smells nice from the bushes. Okay. I shouldn't have read that out loud.
Mm. That's what we talked about on my live this morning.
Good.
As I scratch my head. Anytime I see the holes, it makes me itch.
What if you one day you reach back and there was a bunch of little holes right there where you're itching?
I'd react similar to how you react to my arm story.
Oh, yeah. Yuck.
Ugh.
Ooh.
I'm a disgusting human.
Oh, yuck.
Blech.
Did you know in popular metal breakdowns, blech is like the main vocal line before a breakdown?
Like blech, blech.
Like that's the thing now. Did you guys know that? It's called the blech. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Kind of.
We can't monetize anyway.
MG, I love you. You're just like, kind of, I guess.
I'm so excited.
Well, a lot of people don't know about it. I'm G
B L E G H
breakdown. Yeah, it's like becoming such a thing. It's been a thing for a long time. But
blech.
This is an ad. Yeah, like the nastier you can blech the better.
Blech.
Blech.
It'll get nasty.
Gross.
Two ads in a row. Whoa, I want that kind of ad revenue.
Jesus.
Blech.
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 Blech. Why is that such a big thing now?
Tier one more. Yeah.
Tier a couple.
Blech.
One more.
That was a gross one.
Well, I guess that's to be expected, cool? Kind of. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to hear it. I mean, could you do like, meow?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Purr!
Yikes!
Gesundheit. <Yeah. laughs>
And another thing. God bless you.
Achoo.
Do you have the time?
Which way is true north?
Not fat soy caramel macchiato for Karen.
We could go all day.
Are you just, are we boring you? Is that why you're just pawning through your feed? There's old video of us. Play that. That'll be fun.
I like
yeah
that.
Those two people, that video you like, we're sitting right here.
Yeah.
These two are funny.
Pay attention to us.
Damn it.
She's cute.
I'd rather put a blech in the beginning of it.
Blech. You know how most podcasts have like a little music in the beginning and end?
Yeah.
Let's make ours a blech.
Blech.
every
spinning universe.
Blech.
We should do the metal intro, but you do a different call out before.
Yeah, it's like, these headphones are too tight.
The earth is flat.
Oh, wow.
Let's just get real controversial real quick.
The 2,000 people in this world. People in the universe, people who believe the earth is flat.
Blech.
I want to play that over the last time I did that and see if it's the exact same way I just did it.
I want somebody to auto-tune that into a song.
We could do that.
There are two people.
You know how you found out that like the way you talk is like
at 72 beats per minute?
72 beats per minute. I want to find out what I talk as.
Rock on.
I want to line it up. Because that line right there, always, I feel like there's like a beat to it almost on accident. There are two types of people in this world.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
These allegations are false.
That, Cam, show Cam that, please.
This was made for you.
Yes, it's made for me. Lost the camera asking, it's common enough that it's a meme. Toddler at family event, me, and then Hulk's handing Ant-Man a wet Cheeto.
It's so funny because literally the day after we said that on a podcast, Autumn walked up to Brandon and handed him a Cheeto.
Yeah, we were just sitting around editing, and yeah, she walks up and hands Brandon a Cheeto, but it's like wet.
And feeds it to him.
And he's like, oh, that was wet.
Freaks merch.
The Freaks merch came out. Look how cool that looks, dude.
That looks
they
pretty
got
sickening.
It already too.
Yeah, a bunch of people got it today. Sarah Marshall, your pink Freaks shirt looks awesome.
That's awesome. Does look really good. Also, so cool. Sarah, thank you for being so positive in the podcast that went live today. She literally watched it and would stop the podcast, comment something, and in the comment write down, okay, so I'm at 1420 right now, and how dare the haters? How dare you?
Time
blech!
I like it. Blech. Blech. Can we get a blech in
Can
the
we
chat?
Get a blech?
Ooh. I don't know why I liked it so much, but everyone listened and did the angry. What? I'm excited. Everyone did the angry face thing.
Oh yeah.
It scared Brandon, so Brandon was like, "Whoa, what happened? What did we do wrong?" And I was like, "Oh, that's right. We asked them to
we
do
did that.
The first two.
We did that on Platypus.
I checked. We did do it on Platypus.
We did do it on Platypus.
I checked after uploading to see if it uploaded. And the first two were angry faces, and I was like, "Ugh, what did I say?
Yeah, what's going on now?" And now it's like mostly angry faces. You're like, oh boy.
600 angry faces. And then there was a lot of people defending. They're like saying why are people disliking it already? And I was like, I think they've listened to it first.
Yeah, and you should listen to it too before you question things.
I was like, man, we shouldn't do that. We're messing with people.
Yeah.
I went to the mall today purposely looking for middle of the mall shit. Ooh. And I did not find any middle of the mall shit. What? Oh,
that is dank looking. There's a cookie the size of a hamburger.
I thought that was a loaf of bread.
It's a loaf of cookie.
A loaf of cookie.
Yeah.
Yum.
Cookie brownie loaf.
Hey, that's me.
That was today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Same shirt. Honestly, you wear that shirt so much, though, I would never know.
I do.
I would never know. There was one time you and I were hanging out and we're watching a past video of us, and we looked at it and I went, oh, dude. And we both looked down and wearing the exact same two shirts that we were wearing before.
I honestly cycle through. You want to know? I think I'm superstitious.
Were you every time you have a good video, you wear the same outfit?
Anytime I do a spicy challenge, it's a gray shirt. It's either the New York shirt or the Bob Ross. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. Yeah, there's a gray shirt right there. Why?
Let me go check my facts. Let me see.
I don't think you're super. I don't think that's superstitious. I think that's like a little stitious.
That's very stitious.
Yeah, like a little stitious.
That's macro-stitious.
Spicy food, 100%. I'm trying to think if I do.
Gross.
Anything else.
Bug.
And spicy. It's been a while since I've done spicy.
Every time on Menstruation the Nation, I wear overalls. I call them my floverals.
Huh.
So yep. So that way you know.
Look at this. Three videos in a row with the same shirt.
Did you just call it Menstruation the Nation?
Yeah, whenever I'm Menstruation the Nation, I wear my floverals. Y'all can relate. Don't act like you don't.
I do bleed out my penis, yeah.
I do wear this shirt a lot.
And that sweater, it's like your go-to sweater. And the hat, you're not wearing it right now, the white hat.
Cam is in a mesh top right now. That's the first thing I noticed about him.
What's happening?
Today. And it's the only thing my eyes are going to.
I guess I was. This isn't even my shirt.
You look like the guy from 50 First Dates, the brother who's like jacked, but always wearing like the mesh crop tops. I just want you to crop it.
I want to crop it so bad. Would you crop this for me? No, I can't. This isn't my shirt. This isn't my shirt. But would you crop for me?
No, not cut it. Just tuck it.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Cam. That's exact beautiful.
What's happening?
What's happening? What's up?
I was like a prison bitch.
What?
Well, I gotta hold on to Daddy's handkerchief as he walks.
What would your prison bitch name be?
Giselda. It starts with jizz, that's why.
You had that one locked and loaded. Bam. Okay, what would your drag name be?
Oh, Urethra Franklin.
How the fuck do you have these locked and loaded?
Hey, Brandy, you keep scrolling. We're dropping gold over here.
Oh, yeah, no. It's super good. I'm just wondering where my Black Riot shirt went.
Huh?
Oh, MG.
What's yours with mine, baby?
Wow, well, then give him that princess shirt.
Then may I have my shirt. Our shirt.
Relationships are cool, huh?
Am I right?
Damn, you ever want to be in a relationship?
Only with one person, and she hates me now. I'm so scared. Probably. And waiting for that message from Finessa. I'm so terrified. One day it will come. I know it.
Yeah.
A lawsuit. There's or a
restraining order. Restraining order.
It's just going to be from, hey, I'm getting a lot of weird messages.
Sacramento
lately.
County Police.
A lot of friend requests. You know anything about that, Cam?
No, actually I don't.
Who? Ooh. Me?
Hi, what was your name again? I'm Cam.
Hi. I think so. Yeah. People are sending me pictures that they found her.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a lot of them found her.
Well, we made it nearly impossible not to.
Well, we didn't give her the last name or like the end, because there's two parts to the Instagram name. We didn't give them the last part.
They just typed in Finessa that both of us were following.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Oh,
look at that beautiful picture of my girlfriend.
I am beauty. Oh, I am Grace.
Rub it in your lobes.
Yup.
Eyes rolling back in her head.
Oh, Game of Thrones. I'll just scroll through that, guys.
Please.
So you really are just scrolling on your timeline right now. I cannot believe you.
It gives me fodder for conversation.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that what Cam and I should do?
I'm going to upload a video.
I don't think so.
Well, then. I posted a really cute picture of us, babe.
I liked it.
Did you really?
I did.
Huh.
Abby English also got her shirt.
You did? I don't see it.
Yeah, look at the. See, I love the Black Freaks one. The all Black Freaks shirt.
Yeah, it looks good.
Super, I like cool. That. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see your like, that's why.
Can't wait to have Daniel on the podcast.
Daniel?
Daniel.
So I just want to promote his art. He's such a talented artist.
Where does he work?
He works at a casino.
Rock on.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who counts cards to make sure no one else is counting cards.
I don't believe you.
Does he have a brilliant mind?
Huh?
Does he beautiful mind that shit?
Pretty much. It's just practice. Like, I sat there at Cooper's with him one day practicing for, like, I don't know, 2-3 hours, where he just flips around cards and you have to count them real fast.
So he makes sure people aren't counting cards.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's dope.
He's a dope dude. I've been saying
he continues.
This. No, he continues is what we're, yeah.
To be a dope
He's
dude.
He's adding to the dope.
And you'll see, once you start actually hanging out with him, he comes around more often. Like, Daniel's one of the people, you, like, hang out with him. And you learn more about him every time?
Oh, yeah. Like, I went to go get food with him. This was, like, one of the funnest days of my life. But we actually hung out one day, and we both wanted Mexican food. And so he said he knew of a spot. And so we went down the road, and he was like, I think this is the one. And then it turns out to be, like, a boutique fucking 5-star Mexican restaurant. And he was like, I don't remember. And we were both pretty broke at the time.
Yeah.
So we ordered the cheapest thing. And so we leave the restaurant even more broke. And then we look to our left, just looking for his car. And the restaurant that we were looking for was right next door.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how we missed that. But $30 for a taco later.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We were hurting that day. Hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But
Chinese
it's fine.
Food sounds really good.
What?
Chinese food does sound really good.
Babe,
oh,
I've been saying.
Black AirPods.
Oh,
watch
God,
out,
I want
guys.
Those new?
Oh, I want those.
Of course you want those. Yeah, they only made white AirPods the longest time.
I am hard.
But now they come out and
raw hard.
Raw hard, baby.
Raw hard. Like, I like the idea of sitting around a table and working, eating Chinese food out of a takeout. Does anybody else have that feeling?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, I kind of want to do
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
Kind of.
I could do that every day.
Yeah. I really could too. I love that idea.
There's a Panda Express right there. There's also like a legit Chinese restaurant right over there.
I'm not opposed to literally letting there be 40 minutes of silence while we go get our Chinese food, come back.
Come back and like, all right, well, we're hungry, so we're going to clock off.
Just like the longest. I told you I was craving Chinese food yesterday, babe.
I know. We can get it tomorrow, too.
Ooh.
What time are we on camera?
Is that string art?
23 minutes. 21 minutes.
I want to see the string art. Rock on.
How do they do that?
With a string.
Nothing I do turns out quite like that.
Nope.
Because I would do that on carpet.
Nothing I do turns out right.
Cam, we got to find someone to paint this room.
Yeah, we do.
We need someone.
Oh, a feather.
Wow.
Wow.
String art is dope.
String art's really dope.
What did we learn today, boys?
String art's dope.
String art
is
really cool.
On YouTube or Facebook.
Did y'all know that crop tops are for men now?
Ugh, I am with it. Is that Travis Scott?
No idea.
Looks like him.
That's kind of, huh?
Aw, we were screenshotted.
Were we? Aw, this sweet little moment. Oh, we were holding hands, but we were arguing.
Not in this one.
No.
It's a very terse, white-knuckled handhold.
Not in this one.
I love you, baby. So very special to me.
Oh, y'all, we need to go swimming. It is now hot.
Thank you. Okay, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was like, okay, we may need to push the podcast back until 4 some days so we can have a day where we're like at the pool by 11. We can get out by 3.
Yeah, where's the pool?
Or do it in the pool.
At his house. Or do it in the pool. Well,
today you can't because they have something going on today at my place. They're like, bring your children to the pool.
Oh.
No.
So every child in a 10-mile radius is at our pool.
So the pool is urine?
Yes. The pool yearns to be not filled with children urine.
That's my cousin.
It'd be hard to do the podcast in there.
It's just be very hard.
Just because we literally couldn't bring this equipment out of this room, A. B. Well, yeah, we could record on our phone like we started with.
Yeah.
When did or you just like the blue microphone.
The blue.
To the laptop.
We could do that. We'll have like a cheaper setup.
Absolutely. And we make that apparent. Like, hey, guys, you might hear some ambiance and background noise, but it's hot. We in a pool. So rest easy knowing that we're happy. The haircut you end up with when you decide to cut your own hair.
That's same.
It looks fine. Looks really fine.
He looks hard.
Yeah, he looks like he's about to...
Straight edge?
Son.
He looks like he's about to let out the biggest...
Yeah.
Let me hear your best blech.
Blech.
Can I get a blech in the chat?
Now I'm very hungry.
Me too. I've been hungry.
What should we do today?
Well, Chinese food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely Chinese food.
You threw that one out.
I'm sorry.
No. You're just full of good ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm saying that in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what are you doing today, Cam?
You guys.
Cool. Together?
I mean, if you're down for it, I'll just get it.
How do you guys like your coffee?
Oh, wow.
Lactate, please.
Anything for you
with
guys.
With breast milk.
I go, this is sweet, sweet dominatrix, and she makes me feel so emasculine that I actually lactate. It's pretty tight.
Thanks, Ty.
My favorite thing to do is, from out of frame, slowly drag it in.
Okay.
Like I've been Asahn this entire time.
Just under the table.
It's time to share it with the world.
You need to go to IKEA, don't you, to get the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I got no plans. I see what you did. You trapped me into thinking we were swimming or eating Chinese food, and then you're like, oh, you have no plans? Can you help us move furniture?
Grab a paintbrush.
You got me again.
I wasn't going to exchange the chair.
No,
I was just going to
buy a new one.
Okay.
No? Oh.
No way, no.
They're going to send that to me.
Wait. What did I say? What did I say?
Road tenderized.
You called this.
I called literally this. I said, where are you going to go above eating a tarantula? What, are you eat an armadillo? They're sending him armadillo. I called this.
Sun-dried?
Ew.
So roadkill?
Yeah.
I can't believe I called this. Oh, I literally called the exact friggin' obscure animal.
Okay, so Cam is the one that is superstitious.
I guess so. I got ESP, girl.
Yeah.
What if I can use these powers for evil? I'm just saying. Watch out, y'all.
Use them for good.
Think about it.
Think about it. I'd gladly trade you to eating arm for dough for knowledge of my power.
I'm thinking about buying another tarantula and then eating it with my mother.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, she'll freak out.
Can I bring my mom too?
Cute things to do with mom.
We should.
We should do it.
We really should.
Dude, let's do it. It'd be cute. Oh, that'd be like heartwarming.
Have them eat spiders?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll sit in the back seat.
That's so funny.
Why they? Yeah.
Like a little boy.
You feeling it?
Yeah, I am.
Oh.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Are you kidding me?
What?
Sorry already, Mom.
We love you so much, mothers. Oh, and that's how they meet? What if, like, that's good. That's the only way to burn their friendship is you have to, like, put a negative thing in front of them when they first meet. They feed a spider. And their brain will always recognize that as them hanging out.
Exactly. It's, no, I don't like her.
Yeah, she's hairy.
Ugh.
Crunchy.
She's a creepy crawly.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Blech.
But, yeah.
I wish blech rhymed with whales.
Make it.
No reason. It'd be a perfect title.
No reason. What?
Am I right? Blech.
Blech, am I right?
Blech, am I right?
Everything ends in am I right? We never have to worry again.
Yes. Blechles, am I right?
Oh,
sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
My pee pouch is the fullest right now.
Go. We need to stop the camera anyway.
Okay.
Perfect.
So welcome back to our second ad. I just want to shout out Anchor. We're supposed to do something like a sponsorship for Anchor.
Yes,
to
and
make
I
money.
I found a script.
Did you?
Yep. You sound
have the best pee.
It's another thing, odd thing to wish upon your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Have the best pee.
Take my coffee.
Oh, I hate this.
I'm done with you as a person.
I just, okay, this has been fun.
Nope. It's not worth the Chinese food.
And I'm oot. Yeah, it's not worth the Chinese food. No. I'm a thick one. Now it's worth the Chinese food. Let's see here. Anchor. You know what we could do right after this is over? We could record that. That Anchor script, and then plug it into this next episode.
Of course.
Y'all want to hear a advertisement? Because you're going to get it.
And we're going to get money.
So
probably not.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not.
On this podcast.
No. God, no. Like, everyone has to draw a line. Even Anchor, who allows anything and anything to be posted to the podcast platform, even they have to draw a line somewhere. And they draw it at breast milk.
Right before our podcast starts. That's where they draw it.
That's where they found we are the ante.
Oh,
we found it.
It. Wasn't as hard to find. We were it the whole time.
Unfortunately, we were just being ourselves.
Thank you for letting us be ourselves, also for not letting us make money. I really thought we could make some money to, I don't know, pay for all the equipment I put on a credit card. Turns out that's not happening.
No, sorry.
We're still going to be in debt. I'm okay with it.
Plus Chinese food.
Add it to the debt.
Throw it on top of the pile.
Do you have a credit card?
No.
What's the worst thing? You don't have a credit card either. I'm the only one in debt here. I was going to ask, what's the worst thing you put on a credit card?
Oh, actually, I did have a credit card.
So it must have been pretty bad to cancel it.
No, I just paid it off and, like, never used it again.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I was smart growing up, and I was like, I know who I am as a person. I shouldn't get a credit card.
Yeah.
It comes in clutch sometimes.
It's that self-awareness, Cam, that's going to take you places.
You know what's actually kind of terrifying? You say it comes in clutch. Like, literally, I think I need to get a credit card. And I know I'm not going to be good with it. However, if I keep striving the way I am and keep plugging away, and hopefully I'll be making money more so than I am now soon.
Not on the podcast.
And the podcast. And I'm not cursing on the podcast. Please, YouTube. Yo. Please, Facebook. Monetize us. I'm sorry for all the things I've said. Take me back. I'll do anything. I can change.
Anything.
I can change. I'll do anything.
It is sweaty out there.
You can step on my balls. I'll step on your balls. This isn't helping.
the only trigger word is balls, and we've consistently said it in every episode.
Your screen would have changed channels by now like 20 times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, credit cards aren't bad. They're bad if you're bad with money.
Hey, yo.
Again, it's that self-awareness, Cam.
You're smelling at him.
Well, the only reason it's good, I guess there's no reason for a credit card to be good. One.
It's an extension of your paycheck. This is what my economy teacher taught me.
Yeah, your economy teacher is trying to get you in a hole.
Yeah.
Does he get commission per sign up?
I don't know.
That's what he was trying to do to a bunch of high schoolers.
I think he's just a baby boomer, and he definitely put himself in debt, and he realized, oh, millennials aren't buying diamonds. Well, we need to get them in debt to pay for our retirement.
Yes, please.
He's actually a smart man. But cut you, woodshop teacher, or whoever the hell you are.
Economy.
Economy teacher. I'm going to pull his mask and Scooby-Doo. That's a woodshop teacher after all.
And I would have got away with it too. It wasn't for you meddling kids in your debt.
Yeah, I'm getting a credit card. It's going to be a friggin' nightmare for me.
It's not bad. It's kind of like, say, something needs to be paid, but you literally won't get paid till the next day, and it's you're like, going to pay a $25 fee because you're late. Credit card, you get paid, pay it off.
Yeah. It's just an extension of your check.
Yes. It's good for emergencies.
Yeah.
It's not good for me to put coffee on every morning until you have a $10,000 rack up and wonder how.
Or $15,000 worth of equipment on a podcast that can't be monetized.
Ah, I haven't learned my lesson.
And let's just add Chinese food to the top of that pile.
Please. It's kind of like when you pile things on top of a trash can, but you never want to take it out.
Right, right.
You're just hoping someone else will do it.
Yeah.
Except there's no one else.
You're living alone in the woods somewhere.
With trash.
Just keep piling on the debt. I don't have debt anymore.
That's good.
I read a Dave Ramsey book, and I paid it off while working a minimum wage job.
Really? Because of the Dave Ramsey book that gave good advice?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have this book?
It's just really cool advice. I can tell you it now.
Please.
Because I had a $8,000 credit card, a $4,000 credit card,
mm-hmm.
$700 on a credit card, and I think $4,000 left on my car. And that was all my debt.
Was this from living in a hotel the first time when you moved over here?
Correct. So I moved to LA with $15,000 to $16,000 of debt. And typically if you want to pay off that much debt, it doesn't seem like a lot unless you put a lot to it. So, like, you get a paycheck of $400, and you're like, oh, I can put $100 to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you think. Or I'll save $100, and then that'll go to paying off my debt.
Okay.
Dave Ramsey's thing is, like, first off, you shouldn't be saving if you have debt. That's mm-hmm. pointless.
Yeah.
Two, if, say, you get a coffee every morning, what if that one morning you don't get a coffee? You would have spent that $4.25 anyway.
Throw it to debt.
Immediately add that to your cart. So I would sit down every single day before work and I would say, okay, this is how much money I have. I know this is what I'm going to spend this month. I have $7.15. And that would immediately transfer it to pay off debt.
Nice.
Instead of $100. And that $7 adds up over time. And I paid it all off. Every penny.
Since I bought that car in my name.
Oh, you have debt now.
Oh, of course. Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's had debt.
I know what debt is.
Oh, Pappy's not new to debt.
Let me tell you about debt.
Since I did that, no one wanted to give me a credit card, and I didn't want a credit card, but I never got an office for a credit card either. And then.
So it worked.
It was cyclical. It was mutual. Neither of us wanted each other. I keep telling myself. So then I go, and then I actually went to Wells Fargo for a credit card, like right when I left bartending, like right before you picked me up, and I was like, well, I need a credit card now. I'm screwed.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, you don't have any credit, so that's worse than no credit. That's worse than bad credit. And I was like, well, give me a credit card. I'll make a bad credit real fast.
Yeah.
I got you, fam. Give me 2 weeks.
I won't disappoint
you. I got you, fam. I will impress you like none other.
But then right by that car, I got, I'm not joking right now,
yeah,
30 letters in within 3 days from every major credit card company.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying. They're like, oh, we got him now. He's in the corner. They're just working the body. And imagine me fighting 30 boxers. I'm like, good. No. I stand to have a chance.
You really don't. Well, they see that and they're like, well, he's going to struggle paying that
payment. Oh, yeah. Let us help you.
On it.
Yeah. And they're smart. They know what they're doing.
Our struggling little baby flounder, let us help you stay afloat.
I was like, I've been struggling. Are you kidding me?
You should get a credit card.
I know. Of course. No, I have to.
You could get one with miles. And then you just
travel.
You just pay your bills on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then your money goes to every month paying off those bills you'd already pay.
Mm-hmm.
Rack up miles, free flights. That's what I
love
do.
Love that. Oh, I should really do that.
Yep.
I want to fly. I want to travel. I want to be a guy who wants to travel. Let me say that. I've never been that guy who wants to travel.
Oh, you don't want to travel?
You
don't
want to see this. Well, I want to be the guy who wants to travel.
Oh,
same.
That's
it sounds nice, but I don't want to do it.
No, dude. Especially because like, I could do my work from anywhere on the planet.
Yeah.
Why not just do it in my comfy room that I've cultivated the past 26 years? You know what I mean?
With Chinese food.
With Chinese food.
Out of the takeout box.
My stomach's grumbling.
And I'm so hungry. What time are we at?
An hour.
Oh, perfect timing. Chinese food and pool? Oh, that'd be so gross. Let's do it. All the kids, we're just so gross.
You just pour it onto the top of the water and you just it is now soup.
Oh, God.
Ew. Ooh, it's tom yum soup.
If we weren't already hungry, I'd say let's go for a swim and then eat because, man, hunger really is the best seasoning. And that hunger after swimming?
Ooh, like a good sandwich.
Oh, my God. And like Cheetos? Frick. Chips, yeah. Oh, in the sandwich, like Doritos in the sandwich.
Oh, I know. And then just like soak it in Gatorade.
That's
with
the
Capri Sun.
Where the soggy Cheeto comes from.
Right there.
Autumn finds it in the pool.
Just
who
disintegrates.
Wants it?
I don't want it.
But it drips in your mouth.
Cheeto soup.
Well, I think we're going to get some Chinese food, you guys.
Yeah.
I believe so. We'll put it on a credit card.
His credit card.
Obviously. I'm the only one with one.
Thanks for listening to the sweet sounds of the ever-expanding Dudiverse with Cameron Damaski, Brandon Alfred Gloria.
Blech.
Those are the sounds being made in the ever-expanding Dudiverse.
I'm in crippling debt.
Get it right.
I will put it on my credit card. Oh, follow me on Instagram at the Papastrami.
Get it.
Follow me on YouTube at Cameron Damaski. Follow me on Facebook at Cameron Damaski. I have another podcast called Whiz Kids. Find that on Spotify or YouTube.
Are you just guesting a lot over there, or are you like you and
it's me, Quentin, and Sam?
I like that.
It's fun, and it's only like once a week, twice a week podcast. So it's like, and we all record at night because Sam is dressed for Lyft, can hang out whenever.
Nice.
I work for you like mostly in the day, and then you guys go off later.
Mm-hmm.
And then Quentin works until about 5 or 6. So it's like perfect time. We usually go like 7 or 8. We'll do like twice a week, and we all have it off that time. It's like perfect.
Rock
it's
on.
Easy.
I like it.
You know, it wasn't easy, actually. Sorry, we're staying by. We're also hungry. But so when we first started WizKids.
He's fainting.
Yeah, I'm dying too. When we first started WizKids, we had an idea of content to get in, where we would hang out for 24 hours straight, stay awake for 24 hours straight, and we would record videos. We record like 3 podcasts. We recorded, took pictures of a bunch of stuff. We're doing little like
Oh, you actually did it.
We actually did it.
That's awesome.
Oh, no, it wasn't. So, because you're recording for 24 hours, it damn near killed us. Like, it was fun.
Something's about to be good though.
Oh my! Oh, it was all good. No, that's the thing. It was all good. Especially when we started getting delirious, we got twice as funny.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Of course.
And I listened back to it, I was like, were we actually funny, or were we just dying laughing? No, it was hilarious.
Rock on.
So content again, we did it for 24 hours, and it was so much fun. In the morning, we even woke up and kept going. Like I slept so late, and Quentin woke up and was all bushy eyed and bright eyed and bushy tailed, bushy eyed and
bushy eyed and bright tailed,
and was barbecuing. And I got hot dogs. And I woke up. It was amazing. But that'd be a fun thing for us to do sometime, because then we were set for a full month, for content.
If
like
we did
micro content,
how long would it last me if we did that? 3 days.
What? Content?
Content again?
Like a month. Like of the micro content.
Micro content.
Yeah, it's not like full videos and stuff. It's like
I was about to say
little quick bits and little funny things that happen while we're just kind of messing around. And then you have micro content because we recorded like 60 videos, so you could put one little micro thing out a day for 2 months.
You should do a Twitch stream of that. the 24 hours while you guys do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I don't know how so Twitch works.
It's just like live.
I'm a 40-year-old man.
Cam, I want to get on Twitch. Could you please figure out how Twitch works?
God. Damn it, Brandon.
And
yes.
That's how it's done.
Fine. Frick me in the frick. Frick me in
the... F me in the A.
Yeah.
S.
Diddle my my downstairs.
D my D.
D my D. Diddle my downstairs. See, not cursing is actually makes it way funnier for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frick me my diddler. Diddle my fricker.
That's that hunger deliriousness coming through.
Caress my crevasse.
I like
hey,
that one.
Hey, there you go. Caress my crease.
Wow.
Deviate my septum.
Why did mutilate my mucosa just come in?
Ew. Mutilate my mucus. That's actually hilarious.
It's violent.
Whoa.
It really is.
It is violent.
Whoa.
Nature.
Don't look at me like that. Both of you.
Anything you want to add there?
No. I'm going to leave on that note. Follow me on the Grams, the Twitters, the YouTubes, and the Facey Faces.
And check her out at Walmart. You go to Walmart, she's probably on the wall somewhere modeling.
Yep.
That's not a jab. She actually did a... Brandon?
Follow me on my podcast, The Dudeverse. That's it.
All right.
I love you. Blech!
Okay, blech.
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 Are people here?
Blech.
What?
No, the office is closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's hot. It's super sweaty outside.
Chinese food. We should eat Chinese food off our sweaty body.
Awesome. I'm going to stop recording
I
now.
I'm sweating out of every crevice.
I was going to